Hare Krishna. So Arjuna has told Krishna that, "O Krishna, whatever you spoke till now about Ashtanga Yoga, it's very difficult for me. I cannot do it." And he gave reason also that mind is very, very flickering. Mind is pramathi, very, very agitating. Mind is balavat, very strong. And it is dridham, very firm, obstinate. And he says that it is equal, it is much more difficult than controlling a wind, O Krishna. So after hearing this, looking at Arjuna's face, where Arjuna was actually asking, is there any way to control the mind? And now Krishna is going to answer that question. So let's see that in Shloka number 35. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Asamshayam Mahabaho Manodurnigraham Chalam Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagyena cha Griyate. So here Krishna is saying, "O Mahabaho, O mighty armed one, Asamshayam, doubt, there is no doubt what you're saying is correct. Undoubtedly. Manodurnigraham, it's very difficult to control the mind which is chalam, which is flickering. But then, Griyate, it is possible to control the mind by two things. O Kauntaya, O son of Kunti, it is possible by two things, Abhyasena and Vairagyena, by practice and detachment." So here finally Krishna is giving a very, very nice way to control the mind to Arjuna. Let's see that in great detail now. Here Krishna is using two words. Now, very nice these are, Mahabaho and Kauntaya. He is addressing the same person but using two words, Mahabaho. He is saying mighty armed one. He is saying, "O Arjuna, you have defeated so many great warriors. In fact, you have defeated Lord Shiva also. But then, if you can control your mind and defeat your mind, then actually we can call you as Mahabaho." And then he uses the word Kaunteya. He says that, "O Arjuna, you are the son of my aunt, Kunti. Why are you worrying so much? Why are you fearing so much? Don't worry. Now, I will help you in whatever way possible. Just go ahead." So he's using these two words. Now, very, very nice meaning. So, how to practice basically? This is what we need to understand now. So, here it is said that practice and detachment, it is possible to control the mind. But what is that practice? Let's try to understand this. In the present age, no one can observe strict rules and regulations of placing oneself in sacred place, focusing the mind on the super soul, restraining the senses and mind, observing celibacy, remaining alone, etc. By the practice of Krishna consciousness, however, one engages in nine types of devotional service to the Lord. So, when it comes to practice in Kali Yuga, we have to understand that what will work is only Bhakti Yoga. And there are Navavidha Bhakti, which starts from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then Archanam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So starting from Shravanam goes till Atmanivedanam. So these are the nine different Angas of Bhakti. It is called as Navavidha Bhakti. And so here a very nice point is given that what is the most important Anga? Because doing all the nine is also very difficult for us. So which one is the most important? The first and foremost of such devotional engagements is hearing about Krishna, Shravanam. This is very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. Look at this line, very important. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one becomes enlightened and detached from everything that draws the mind away from Krishna. So this process of hearing is very, very important. If our Shravanam is strong, then we can actually control the mind. Again, when we are hearing about Krishna, what happens is Krishna gives us the strength and Krishna himself controls the mind. So hearing, Shravanam, what are we hearing is very, very important. And here, when we are saying Shravanam, we are talking about hearing about transcendental subject matters related to Krishna. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing other Vedic literatures which talks about bhakti from a self-realized soul, from self-realized perfected pure devotee, from that person. So we have to hear from them. So when we hear from them, automatically, since they are pure, they have attained Krishna, they will speak that from their heart. And they are the ones, through their vani, through their speech, they will actually give us Krishna. They will give us Krishna bhakti, they will give us Krishna prema. So hearing a perfected devotees very, very important. And we are very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada is one of them. So Srila Prabhupada is that great personality who gave Krishna to so many people all around the world who were not at all qualified. So when we hear Prabhupada lectures which are there, we are fortunate that lectures are available. The audio lectures, video lectures are available on the internet. So when we hear those lectures every day with a lot of attention and focus, what will happen is that pure Vani will enter our heart and that will actually cleanse our heart. All the problem is our mind is contaminated. That is the problem. So it is always restless. But once it is cleansed, it will be controlled very nicely. So Krishna is saying the powerful weapon that is there is hearing, Shravanam. So when we hear very, very attentively to the pure Vani of the pure soul, what happens? Automatically, all these things will fall in place. So hearing, Shravanam, is a very, very important, powerful method. By detaching the mind from activities not devoted to Lord, one can very easily learn Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment from matter and engagement of the mind in spirit. Impersonal spiritual detachment is more difficult than attaching the mind to activities of Krishna. So see, getting detached is pretty difficult. Getting detached from various material sense gratification. We have been doing this from so many lifetimes. And suddenly, when Krishna is saying Vairagya, we cannot actually get Vairagya. It's difficult. So in bhakti process, we don't focus on detachment. In impersonal process, they do focus on detachment. So first get detached. But then bhakti process, what we focus on is attachment to Krishna. When we get attached to Krishna, when we get that higher taste, automatically detachment will come. So how to get attached to Krishna, that is the point now. And that is what is given here. This is practical because by hearing about Krishna, Shravanam, one becomes automatically attached to the Supreme Spirit. And a very nice analogy is given. So when we eat food, say we are eating one morsel of food, very hungry we are. So what will happen? There will be multiple things that will happen. Every morsel is going to happen. First, when we eat food, so first is our hunger will reduce. Second, we'll get nourishment, very nice nourishment will be there. So in this way, we understand that just by eating every morsel of food, the person will feel nourished, the person will get strength, and the person's hunger will reduce. Similarly, when we are practicing bhakti, at every step of bhakti, we are going to relish this. At every step of bhakti, we are going to gain something very, very transcendental. And we are going to get that nourishment by which it will be very easy for us to get detached from various small things of this world which we are attached to. So in this way, it is very important to understand that by discharging of devotional service, one feels transcendental satisfaction. Everyone is searching for satisfaction, isn't it? So that satisfaction one can get as the mind becomes detached from material objectives. It is something like curing a disease by expert treatment and appropriate diet. Hearing of the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna is therefore expert treatment for mad mind. So this is what is very nice to understand. And eating the foodstuffs offered to Krishna is the appropriate diet for suffering patient. This treatment is the process of Krishna consciousness. So we all are patients. And we are diseased. So we need two things. One is treatment and proper diet. Treatment is practicing bhakti, hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And diet is very clear. That is Krishna prasadam. So in this way, slowly and steadily, our disease will go down. And when the disease goes down, automatically the dissatisfaction that is there in the heart will be removed. And the person will become very much satisfied. Just imagine. If we get that satisfaction in our heart, all the time. Just imagine how peaceful the life will be, how amazing the life will be, and how blissful and happy the life will be. If we are satisfied, the people around will also become satisfied because we will help them to become satisfied. So it's very important to practice bhakti very, very nicely every single day. Intensely we have to practice bhakti. Understanding that every step that we are doing very in a very quality way in the process of bhakti is going to give us satisfaction. If it is done properly, satisfaction will surely come. And the mind will be controlled very nicely. So two things which Krishna is saying. Practice every day very nicely. And Krishna is saying detachment. And this detachment will come automatically when we get attached to Krishna. And in this way, when we get detached from various temporary things of this world and get attached to permanent aspect, that is lotus feet of Krishna, automatically we get that eternal shelter and we get that eternal satisfaction. So having spoken this, Krishna continues the same theme and he tells Arjuna how to control the mind. So let's continue. See the next thing in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.